Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for this time that we can share together as we continue on a message I'm sharing on the subject of healing. And one of the most important things for us to understand, along with all the specific promises of the covenant that God has given to us of healing, is why God gave a covenant. Through the parameters of a covenant, through the binding necessity that is placed on the person making the covenant, both sides actually, especially under the old covenant, there was a shedding of blood. It was a very serious transaction, that of making a covenant. Basically, if one party was attacked by an enemy, the other person who was in covenant relationship would go and join and defend them. It was a very serious and important agreement that was never to be violated. And we, you know, in today's world, we don't have that. People don't even keep their word. The only thing that could possibly be binding in terms of concept like that is what some of the oaths of gang members take, or secret societies, you know, a blood oath that they will be, you know, their life is forfeit if they if they break the code of silence, whatever. But I mean, we don't, in our normal society, we don't understand the importance of what a covenant means. In fact, as I said, our word is not even, it used to be what, you know, 50 years ago, 75 years ago, people gave their word. That was all that was needed. There would never be the thought of breaking one's word. Now, you can have all kinds of lawyers write, you know, hundreds of pages of legal contract, and still it means nothing. They can get out of it. So this is the world in which we live. But that's not the way God is. He's a loving God. In Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 22 and 24, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Have faith. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. These are the direct words of Jesus himself. He spoke, he said to have faith, he said to bind, he said to loose, he said to have faith in God and not to doubt in your heart. Now, for some, you've heard those familiar passages for years, and somehow the onus of responsibility, the burden of victory, of proof, depends in your performance, your ability to be able to fulfill those conditions. Beloved, you can't do it with mental assent or with, you know, willful determination, but, to, you know, to have faith. Beloved, the only kind of faith I believe we can actually operate in this promise that Jesus gave is to understand the goodness of God. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not as man is. He is a God that loves his people. He's a God of covenant. And he sealed this new covenant that God's people have with the precious blood of Jesus. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but his words will not. He does not change. What he said, when he has given his word, when he sends forth his word, is going to prosper in the thing whereunto he sent it. And so to have faith is dependent upon, not upon your own resources, but upon the character and nature and the love and goodness of God, because that's who he is. He never wanted man to taste of the knowledge of that tree of good and evil, but they did. And as a result of that disobedience, we have had our fill of evil, have we not? But it is his will that he loved mankind so much, he had already provided a plan of salvation. Spoken of, the seed of the woman shall crush the head of the serpent, is what he told Adam and Eve. And that's exactly what happened in the fullness of time when Christ was born in Bethlehem to a virgin. And so, beloved, get another perspective that it's not you, the strength of your faith, the lack of your faith, it's not about you. It's about God's goodness. And when you really understand and believe how much God loves you, how much it is his nature to restore, to heal, to even, he's going to heal his creation. All of creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. He's going to heal this earth. He's going to set the creature free from the bondage of sin and death. Do you realize the whole animal creation has suffered because of what man did? They didn't do anything. Praise God, in the kingdom, they're not going to be devouring one another. The lion will lay down with the lamb. What a wonderful, beautiful existence that's going to be. So, we have to understand that we can have that faith he told us about if we will meditate on his goodness, that that's why Jesus came. And that sickness and death is the result of the work of the devil. Now, we're going to just hang with me because there's a whole lot more to share. Some people, in fact, are not healed because they allow doubt to creep in and they're defeated. They may not even know it, but it can be so subtle and come in slowly. And it's only by staying prayed up, read up on the Word of God, walking closely to the Lord, meditating on his precepts, that we can know where we are exactly in our spiritual walk in Christ. Remember that a little leaveneth leavens the whole loaf. In other words, one little small ray of doubt is all that is necessary to rob you of that needed healing. The Lord stated, did he not, have faith in God? And while many people are trying and they really want, they really desire physical healing, they seemingly can't get the victory. Yet it is promised, it is provided. God's word is not a lie. His promises are sure. So what's wrong? And there are a couple of things that many people overlook when they read these scriptures. One is, have faith in God. You must have faith. In one of these conditions, one of the necessary elements is to have faith in God. And then secondly, have the faith of God. Is that not right? And secondly, we see where Jesus spoke and said in verse 25, when you stand praying, forgive. And so, beloved, this is also a very important element. When we seek healing, we have to make sure there's no unforgiveness in our heart, no resentment, no bitterness toward anyone, no matter how terrible the act they perpetrated against you, the act or the words or the hurt, whatever it is, we must forgive. Father in heaven, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That is an essential aspect of what we call the Lord's Prayer, really our prayer. And so when praying and seeking healing from the Lord, we must have a forgiving spirit, a heart that is willing to forgive and then to go on and forget the trespasses of others against us. And if you don't meet these conditions that the Lord spoke of concerning the desires of your heart, which include healing, then you've broken that covenantal aspect, God's not obligated to heal you, because he said very clearly, if you won't forgive others their trespass and sin, the Lord's not going to forgive you. It's that simple. And so some people are not healed because either they have unforgiveness in their heart or because they simply will not believe the word of God. That's not sufficient for them. They're carnally minded. They want some tangible, realistic, scientific, evidential proof that it's real. They seek after a sign rather than exercise faith. And Jesus said, except you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. He said that in the Gospel of John. And then Paul wrote and said in Romans 10 and 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Some people are not healed because they will not take the time to listen to the word of God. They want a spectacular, super colossal miracle, and they don't want to accept just what the teachings of the Holy Bible say. They don't exercise faith. Remember the Pharisees, the crowd, as they gathered around the cross of Christ as he was suffering and dying? They said, come down from off the cross, then we'll believe you're the Son of God. He save others, himself he cannot save. Beloved, we're no different from them when we want to see a miracle. We have to go by the inerrancy and the beauty of God's word, and more than that, what's beneath that, his heart for us. Praise God. Well, as in the moments that remain, I'm going to stop right here, and we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join us, but I'd like to share a letter from a brother writing from Puyallup, Washington. He says, Sister Judith, thank you for your encouragement over many years. I covet your prayers and have been so thankful to the Lord for his gracious deliverance. He is so faithful, and when our faith, so this might apply to some of you who have been tried to the limits, he is still in the miracle business, as I can attest. Love in Christ, a brother writing from the state of Washington. Praise God. So, if you have a need of prayer, if you need a partner in prayer, if you need someone to pray with you and agree with you, that's a dynamic, one of God's spiritual principles, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, if you'd like me to, I will confirm receipt, I will pray. But if you'd like some personal ministry, I invite you to enclose your mailing address, and I'll send back to you what God gives to be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. We have files and files of testimony over the years, what God has done in answer to prayer. I love you. I thank the Lord for you, and I thank you for joining me today. Know that God is going to move in your life. I pray for you and thank God for your partnership. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.